Kumba is a highly geared Rand iron ore play with a valuation quite sensitive to movements in the iron ore price, product premiums and the currency. And although the Rand is currently quite strong versus the US dollar, the negative impact is being offset by elevated benchmark iron ore prices near the $76 a ton level and supportive grade and lump premiums. And judging by these full year results, parent Anglo was rather crafty in not offloading the asset last year during its review. I've got Themba Mkhwanazi, CEO of Kumba Iron Ore, on the line. Welcome to Classic Business, Themba, and congratulations on a great result, a final cash dividend of R15 per share. So you basically doubled that divvy to just under R31 for the year.
Thanks, Michael.
Now, I was expecting management perhaps likely to adopt a cautious tone, shall we call it, citing all the potential that we've got for inflationary pressures building up because of the strong rand and for iron ore prices to potentially pull back in the next few quarters. How confident are you of sustaining that divvy with these risk factors in mind?
Yeah, I mean, clearly there are a number of factors that we consider with regards to our capital allocation and specifically towards the dividend. Certainly, you know, our sense of the market. So we would say that we are still cautious when you consider the volatility that's in the market. We are, however, more upbeat in terms of where we think prices are likely to end. On top of that, of course, is our policy of returning excess cash to our shareholders and ensuring that we have a flexible balance sheet that allows us to make the investments that we talked about at the presentation today. So when you put all of that together, we were therefore then quite confident that we need to retain our discretionary approach to the dividend and also make the payout. Again, I must also stress that when you look at the payout, it's obviously over 100% based on full year 17 earnings. But let's remember, though, that the interim had an element of catch-up when you returned back to positive profitability in 2016. So when you look at it by factoring that, it's a payout of around about 75%.
Now, you called the results a royal flush. You've had no fatalities at Sishen, which is your flagship, or Kolomela in the Northern Cape. You've had higher output at both operations. And speaking of royal flushes, Themba, your balance sheet is looking quite flush too. You've got cash holdings of nearly R14 billion, and that compares very favorably with R10.7 billion a year earlier. How are you going to put that capital to work?
So what we're saying, I mean, calling it a royal flush, because when you look at the underlying performance, I mean, right across the board, I mean, the numbers are quite pleasing and phenomenal. We've always said that, you know, we have to be cautious given the fact that we operate in a very volatile market, as you also have alluded to earlier on. So we believe that what this level of cash on the balance sheet does, it actually gives us the flexibility to be able to absorb any fluctuations in the market, whilst at the same time allowing us to make the investments we need to make to ensure that we do continue to be a sustainable business into the long term.
Is that investment into South Africa at this stage? We know it's been tough because of the third iteration of the mining charter. There has been somewhat of a freeze of new investment in the mining sector. Do you see signs of progress on that front?
So what we're saying is that when we look at it from an investment, remember, there's the three horizons that we talked about. The horizon one being about doing more out of the current business that we have around improving productivity, efficiencies, and what we get for our products, our high-quality products. Horizon 2 is around growing the current asset base through leveraging the technology that we have, the UHDMS, through the investment into that, and also our exploration activities. And then, of course, step-out opportunities from an opportunistic perspective as and when they come, on the proviso that their value are creative and they make sense in terms of our strategy. I think from a South African perspective, we are obviously heavily invested in South Africa. We are very positive about the future of South Africa. We are obviously very keen that the certainty that's required in the sector with regards to mining and the resolution of the mining charter, that we believe is very important. And we are encouraged by the comments that are being made by the Deputy President.
When you zoom out and you look at the macro environment for iron ore, it's all about steel production. It takes on average almost 1.5 tons of iron ore to produce a ton of steel. And obviously construction and China are the big drivers of demand, and China really being the elephant in the steel room. Last year, it accounted for, 45% of world steel consumption, almost half of total production. It's also responsible for 2/3 of iron ore imports. It's a much better outlook globally for steel production than many had actually forecast a year ago. We've also got the likes of the US ramping up spending on infrastructure. What are you expecting for 2018 on that front?
So I think we are expecting a year of two halves. I think what we are expecting is to see continued strength in demand in housing starts in China, which obviously an infrastructure, which obviously drives up demand for steel, while still having moderate seaborne supply. However, though, we expect though that as the seaborne supply starts to grow in the latter half of the year, and some of the measures that the Chinese government might take to obviously manage the economy, we're likely then to see a pull-off in terms of demand, which would then have an impact on prices. We are still positive, though, because we're saying we're likely to have a price that runs in the range of between $60 to $70 per ton.
And that is still very supportive at your all-in sustaining cost. Timber, that's all the time we have for, but congrats again on delivering that royal flush. I'm sure shareholders are going to be grinning holding that hand. Take care.
Thank you, Michael.
That was Themba Mkhwanazi, CEO of Kumba Iron Ore, reporting back on exceptional full-year set of results here on Classic Business.